The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 739.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a money mindset coach and a bookkeeper, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Lily He. Lily, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm very well today, and thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's such a pleasure. So I am a bookkeeper slash a money mindset coach. Basically, I help a lot of women, especially women entrepreneurs, scale through their mindset belief in terms of money and the value, the self-worth that they are, you know, stuck. And once they, you know, break through that kind of self-doubt, and they can apply it into either their life or their business in terms of, you know, scaling it, pricing their services and their value. Yeah, I think that's the best way of putting it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Lily, what's your cultural background?
I'm a Malaysian Chinese, so I was born in a little town in Malaysia called Miri. Yeah, so everyone knows everyone in that small town. Not a lot of people know about that town, because once I said that I'm from Miri, a lot of people would think that we actually live in a tree, because it's such a native culture place. Yeah, so that's where I'm from in my culture background.
Thanks for sharing that. And what'd be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I would say my favorite quote is anything is possible. And I really live in that quote since I was little. Like, I'm a middle child, and I'm always that kind of person that would think nothing can really bother me and everything has a solution. And I think probably about a few weeks ago, I actually inked that quote on my body. So I really live in that quote, in saying, and I preach it to all my clients and my kids, my family. Like, you know, anything is possible if you believe in yourself and that you can do anything that you want to achieve.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
In my own words, I think self-confidence comes within yourself. As long as you really trust that you can do something and you are committed to it, and when you have clarity of your vision, right? When you have a clarity of your vision of what you want to achieve in terms of your life and your business, and then you kind of like working backwards into how you can really achieve that. And self-confidence can mean so many things, but it's actually knowing yourself. I think that's the very core thing. Knowing yourself, believing yourself, and trusting that you can make a huge impact through the things that you do and through your life experience.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Lily, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Oh, wow. It's a long journey. Like, I remember when I was young, I'm always that kind of girl that hide behind my mom's back. Wouldn't even talk to anyone. And if I have a chance to talk to someone, I couldn't even say anything out, like put a word out from my mouth. And really, you know, like my whole face would show it. Like, it will go as red as apple. I think that's because, you know, I'm lack of self-confidence, and because of the Asian background as well, we are never allowed to ask any question. So when my parents say something, we just have to do it without questioning. So that, I think that puts a lot of doubt in ourselves, that, you know, we just have to follow the rules and we can't really ask any questions. And this applies throughout my, you know, growing up and being an employee as well, because when I was an employee, I would always like do the jobs that are given to me, and I never ask questions, even though it's not in my job description. I would still do it, but then again, I'll still feel that I'm not good enough. So yeah, that's a lot to do with how I grow up, how my family has, you know, put out the value of the confidence and never ask questions and stuff like that. So yeah, that was before me. I couldn't even talk to anyone.
Thanks for sharing that. I think, you know, a lot of women go through that. They feel like they can't talk, and especially with, you know, having an Asian upbringing, we're always told to just like take a seat at the back, never make any noise, be that obedient girl. And sometimes we just have to realize that really hurts us, because then we forget who we truly are and we feel like we're trapped in our own body. But what was that point in your life when you realized you can go out there and be who you are today and have that confidence? What was that aha moment?
So basically, it's literally after I have kids. So after I have kids, I'm like, I need to show my kids what is offering, like, in the world. Like, you can do so much more by asking questions, by putting yourself out there, by not holding yourself back, and let people listen to your voice. And if you don't ask, you don't get it. I always tell people that do not afraid to ask anything, because you don't know what's going to happen. What's the worst thing's going to happen? People would just say no. But that no doesn't mean that it's a no forever. It might be no now, but it might be a chance for the future, right? So my aha moment is basically once I have kids, I know that because as a parent, you are the role model for your kids, right? So you need to portray this kind of image that you don't want your kids to follow or experience the thing that I have experienced. And yeah, and then having the business as well has really put myself out there as authentic as possible, because I see the transformation that I have when I really put myself out there, and a lot of people resonate with it. And that, you know, I'm actually making an impact and inspire people. And that's what gives me strive and keeps me going.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I love how you mentioned about telling your kids don't be afraid to ask questions, because it's true, right? I mean, we're all afraid to ask questions. Well, I like to ask questions all the time, whether it's getting directions while I'm traveling or asking for a discount. Like you said, right? The worst they can say is no, right? But what if that no was a yes? And, you know, then you could have gotten a discount, right? Or you could, you know, then you don't get lost in a foreign country. But, you know, like, just practicing to ask questions can really help you have that confidence, because it really builds it up. And I think it's a great lesson to share with everyone. And because of your realizations, what's your life been like now?
Oh, it's been so open. Like, we live in a really, like, my family live in a really open-minded environment because of, you know, we are not afraid of asking more questions, because we all think that by asking more questions, we are really learning things that we, like, each and every day, we are learning new things. So if you don't ask, you don't learn, and it's not fulfilled. You know, we only live once in a life. And I really preach that we go out there and learn so much more. It doesn't matter how old you are and when you start. You know, age is just a number. But the willingness to step outside, the first step is the one that's count. Once you get through that first step, and yeah, you're going to get, you know, addicted and doing more and asking more. And you feel that your life is so fulfilled and satisfied.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would just say anything is possible, and do not even compare yourself to everyone else, because you really do not know what other people has gone through. You do you, and every one of us are very unique in itself, right? In ourselves. So if you have a business, you know, and stuff like that, you have your own uniqueness that will attract people that are aligned to you. So just go out there, be as authentic as possible, because anything can happen. Anything is possible. Just embrace the process of building your empire, or building your family, or building whatever that you are building. Just enjoy the process as a learning thing that, yeah, I'm sure, I can 100% sure that you will strive if you really embrace the process, and not just thinking about, oh, how much money you're going to get, how much sales you're going to get, you know, for example. Yeah, I think that's the best advice that I can give people. Just enjoy the moment that you have now.
Thanks for sharing those great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I have a website. It's just www.bookkeepingbylita.com.au. And I'm always on LinkedIn as well and Instagram. And the handle is just Bookkeeping by Lily.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Lily, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Lily's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Lily today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Lily.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to get your daily boost of confidence.